Hi, what's your take on this?
Well, I think for one node on the fence, it's not unreasonable to do it. But I think if you look at the second study, if you look at Lori Goldstein, you show that recurrence score was not predictive of the actual rate. And for the people with two nodes and three nodes, the recurrence score really wasn't predictive there. And John Bryant, when he did his initial analysis looking at Oncotype versus adjuvant, as I recall, and unfortunately to my knowledge soon, that's never been published as a formal paper, showed that they were both independently predictive in his analysis. They both added value to making decision on the patient. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, actually, that was the comment that I was going to make.
I think for one node, on the fence, low grade, it's one thing. But I think we've seen data from Lori's study, the two nodes, three nodes, it's a little different. So like Cliff, I'd be very nervous, except in an occasional patient, like Cliff described or Lori described, of using this routinely. And also, these are very small numbers of patients in these studies that we're looking at. We're pruning them down. We're ending up with 200 patients in a subset analysis. I think we need to be very cautious. The problem is we say we'd like to get more data, but where are the resources to get it? I think we have limited trials that we can go to get it. So we have to think of another strategy. I think most people come in that I see don't want to take chemotherapy. I think that's the vast majority of people. And I think when you discuss it for many of them, you make a reasonable decision not to do it with the assay. But occasionally, I have found in the PAC trial and participating, also doing the assay outside the trial, that it can be helpful in someone on the fence who you may feel could benefit, but maybe they won't, and they fit the criteria of the Oncotype. You know, they're node negative, ER positive, less than 5 centimeters. And I think it can be helpful showing them the numbers. But I always go through the adjuvant online data first. And if I show them very small numbers and say, what if we doubled it? Because when you actually look at the survival data in these small ER-positive tumors, really with chemotherapy, do you get more than a percent or two if they're lower intermediate grade? If the patient said, I'm not going to take that even if it's 5, I back out and don't order it.